The Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel Beis discusses the tznias that Rachel had, and the Gemara says that the tznias was that she gave the simanim to Leah. In other words, Yaakov made up with Rachel certain simanim to make sure the Lavan wouldn't switch her with Leah. And then when she saw that Leah is going to be embarrassed, she ended up giving the simanim to Leah, and that was the tznias that Rachel had. And the Gemara says, how do we know it? Because the pasuk says, "Vehi bebeker v'hina hi Leah michlal dat hashalav Leah hi." The pasuk says that in the morning Yaakov realized that his wife is Leah. Sounds like that until now she was not Leah. So how could that be? Elamitoich simanim shemasa Rachel Leah laviyada ad hashton. Since Rachel gave the simanim to Leah, until now he did not realize that she was Leah. It's only he thought she was Rachel. Only now in the morning he realized that she was Leah, and that's the raya that he gave her the simanim. And the question is, the Maral is bothered with this in the Gra Arya Alatira, that at the end of the day the pasuk needs a beer. The pasuk says, "Vehiba b'ger v'hinei Leah." The pasuk sounds like in the morning, she was Leah. Sounds like that until now she was not Leah. She was Rachel. Like the Gemara's midak, "Mchadad hashalav Leahi," and that's not true. It was really Leah the whole time. What does the pasuk mean that she in the morning she was Leah, and up until now she was not Leah? She was Leah the whole time. To say that the pasuk means "Vehiba b'ger," and he realized that she was Leah, that's not what it says. It says "Vehiba b'ger v'hinei Leah." In the morning she was Leah. It's mashma that up until that point she taka was not Leah. She was Rachel. But how is that true? None of that she was Leah the whole time. The fact that he gave her simanim doesn't change the metzias that it was Leah, not Rachel. So what is the pashup shot in the pasuk v'hiba b'ger v'hinei Leah, which is mashma that until now it was not Leah? In the Maral, in the Gra Arya, says the Damar Nifla to answer this kasha. He says that the truth is, up until now it was not Leah, it was really Rachel. Why? Because he says that there's a musig of simanim d'araisa. Simanim is something which the Torah relies on as a regular, as a valid way of being mevar. If something is real, they use it legabe agunas, use it legabe Hashavah Zaveda. The Torah says you have a right to rely on simanim. And when Yaakov made up this simon with Rachel, that there's going to be a certain simon for him to know that it's Rachel, that's a valid bira daraisa midaraisa. You can rely on simanim, and it's considered a good umdano, a good bira midaraisa. So being that based on the simanim, Yaakov thought that this woman was Rachel, and that means that halachically speaking, it was Rachel. A bira daraisa, a din daraisa, creates a metzias. It creates a halachic metzias. And since al pidin, he had a right to assume that this woman is Rachel based on the simanim that he gave. That means that halachically speaking, that she was Rachel. In halach, she's considered Rachel. Yaakov is not wrong for assuming that in the eyes of the Torah it was Rachel. It's only in the morning when he discovered that it was really Leah, then she became Leah, then it was Leah. But up until then she was Taka Rachel, it's like the Maral, that's Pashup Shan, the Pazak, Vihiba Baika Vihine Leah. In the morning she became Leah. But up until then she Taka was Rachel, because when the Torah tells you that this is a valid beer and you have a right to rely on it, creates a halakhic mitzias, and she Taka was Rachel up until that point. Just like you rely on a Rav, you rely on any other beer of the Torah, when the Torah says to rely on it, that becomes a mitzias. It's a halachic mitzias, even if it ends up being wrong, even if it's a tais, but the tais says to rely on it, you have a right to rely on it, and it creates a halachic mitzias. And I saw brought down in the Sefer that when somebody once told this maral to the Ger Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael, he said, such a maral is right for Reb Chaim Brisker. This is a lamdas that Reb Chaim would say, that the din of the Torah creates a mitzias, and it was talking a mitzias of Rachel up until that point, because based on the simanim, he had a right to assume that she was talking Rachel. And Luli de Mistafina, I thought that perhaps if this Maral can answer a kasha of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Mem asks the following kasha. The Shulchan Aruch over there says that there's a musig of tes midas. There are nine different types of bias that are not hagen, that are not proper, and the kids born from those bias are considered pagam in a certain sense. And one of the tes midas is bnei tmura. What is bnei tmura? That a person was ba'al on one isha and he thought it was her, but ended up being somebody else. That is considered bnei tmura, and there's a certain pagam in the vlad. So, for the Magen Avraham, Imkena comes out that Chalila Yaakov Avinu was a situation of bnei tmura because he thought it was Rachel, it was really Leah, and that's mamish bnei tmura. And how could it be such a thing that Yaakov Avinu's bia was a bia bnei tmura? And he says that Davar Pele brings down from Sfarim that for that reason, some say that's why bnei Gad did not take a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Bnei Reuven were not into a chelik in Eretz Yisrael because Reuven was born from that bia. Was a bia bnei tmura. There's a certain pagam, and because of that, he wasn't right to have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Davar Pele. But the kasha is a shtaka kasha. How could it be that there was an Indian over here bnei tmura with a bia with Rachel and Leah? So I thought that perhaps the Fida Maral, maybe you could say that the taka wasn't bnei tmura. Bnei tmura means that you thought it was one isha and ended up being a different isha. That's bnei tmura. But over here, al pi de simanim, zok de maral, the metzias was al pi dentai. This was Rachel, being that the simanim told him that it's Rachel. There is a halachic metzias that this is Rachel in the eyes of the Torah. It's Rachel. Akide kach that the pasuk says, but up until that point, it was taka Rachel. So if al pi the dini atari, this had a din of Rachel, even though it was really Leah, that's not bnei tmura because she was the isha that he was born. Al pi halacha, al pi tari has a din of Rachel. Therefore, perhaps it does not have a din of bnei tmura. So maybe the maral, you could be miyasha b'miktsas this kasha of the Magen Avraham.